village, no stranger to us here. That's what you came out.
Certainly hope we're thankful this morning and that we're not deceived. You know, there's a number of things in life that we do become deceived about. And many times those things that deceive us, we thought they were truthful in the beginning, thought things perhaps were right and just, then we find out it wasn't the way we thought it was. However, when we come to the house of God and we, as Brother Carlton and I came in the back door and we heard the uplifting sounds of song of praise, it is finished, it is finished. How wonderful a thought it was. I don't know of anything I'd rather do today than to walk in a door and hear that beautiful message. For it was one of the shortest sermons that Jesus ever preached. Because there's so much in those words. Good morning to all of you that we haven't had an opportunity to speak to yet. We bid you well in God's word. Thank you for the prayers for God's people that you are so diligent here at Piney Grove to offer up, the cards that you send out from time to time to those that are in distress in any manner, the prayers you have offered up for my companion and myself in recent days. Job was different than anyone else in his time. There was no one else like Job. The Bible says that God himself said that he was a perfect and an upright man. Without sin? No. But perfect in the sense of keeping to the best of his ability, he had kept that which he knew that God had shared with him. What has God shared with you this morning? And have you been faithful in keeping what you know? Job did not know all that you know. He was a wise man, though, wasn't he? But he did not know what you know. In fact, no one in the Bible, including Paul, knew what you know, save Jesus Christ. That's saying a lot. Now, when I say know what you know, I'm talking about the fact if you have looked into the Word of God and studied it, and you understand the basic precepts of the Word of God. If you've done that, then you have available to you knowledge that you can learn that they did not have, though they learned it close hand. I'd like to look at a little different avenue on the book of Job. I preached from this book many times, and I'm sure you ministers that are here have done the same. We have looked at various texts within the book of Job and talked about those from time to time, and I'm sure that the ministry that are here has done the same, and that you have heard many a sermon on the book of Job. But I'd just like to interject a thought this morning, let you think about it, and if you find that it's something that you do not want, please charge it to me and let it go. However, if it finds a lodging place and you find that it's comforting and it's something that you can embrace, give God the credit. Hopefully you know the story of how in the very beginning of the book of Job, how there was a conversation between God and Satan. Certainly, if you're a Bible reader of any sense, you know that conversation over and over again. And you know that God mentioned this and said this to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" more than one time, not just once. So that must have had an indication of something we really needed to know. How much did Job know about Satan? Consider that thought. Did Job understand about Satan exactly the same as you do today? My answer to that is no. There were some things that had not been revealed to Job. One, he did not have the Word of God, the Bible, as you do, Old Testament and New Testament, that speaks of the despicable things that Satan is capable of and has attempted and done over the years. He did not have that at his hands. But when we look at the book of Job and we see Job himself, and we see the comments that God made to Satan, then we see that Satan himself, as the entity that he is, not divine, that he had not encountered Job as he encounters us today. I'm already tickled to hear somebody say, right. Because during that period of time, Job was an individual, and we know as best as we can determine that he lived, we know he lived prior to the time of Moses, somewhere after, shortly, perhaps after the time of Abraham. But yet we know that the law that Moses knew and was given unto him was not known unto Job. We have no indication of such. We have no indication that a whole lot of information about Satan had been revealed to Job to the extent that we have today, because if you'll notice, Job kept saying a number of times, and I don't know if I'd really want to read this other than just to mention it. He indicated that God, in fact, God had said himself that in all this that Job had not or did not sin. Now, in what Job had said about his condition, God himself said, remember, Job did not sin in what he said. But what did Job say? Job never accused God, but he did say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Be careful when you look at that verse. See, if we're not careful in life, there are a group of people that will charge God with sin. God does not cause and never has caused a child of God to sin. So how was it then that Job could say very honestly in his own mind that God giveth and God taketh away? You see, he had never encountered the fleshly lust desires that Satan has poured out upon mankind, and especially since Jesus walked the face of this earth. It is mentioned at the very end of the Word of God that Satan would be loosed. I'm telling you, I don't believe that there's going to be some vast time, 100 years, you may have to clean all this up, Brother Buddy, but I don't believe, according to the Word of God, I do not find that there's going to be a vast time in the future when Satan is going to be loosed for a short period of time. I think he's loosed now. Amen? I hope it's amen. You know, I'm in trouble. With that being a case, that was not true when Job lived. What amount of knowledge did Job have of Satan? Very little. So how was it then in the very beginning of the chapter, of chapter 1, that Job made this statement? He goes down, I believe, upon his knees, and he offers up a prayer unto God. You know what he prays for? He prays for his family. Same thing, hopefully, that we all do. He prayed for his family. Why? It tells us why. It said he prayed for them, lest they do what? Sin. What was sin to Job? Have you ever considered what sin was to Job? Was sin in its entirety today, is it the same or was it the same to Job as it is to us? My contention is no. Because he did not have the knowledge that the Lord has blessed all of us with today concerning sin and Satan. But to sin to Job, remember God called him a perfect and an upright man. Sin to Job was this: disobedience to God. That was sin to Job. Why in the world isn't that sin to us today? Disobedience to God is just as important for us to understand as Job understood it thousands of years ago. And yet we're looking, as children of God, we look at the tangible things that we can see. We look at the visible lust of the flesh that preachers such as myself and others preach about all the time. But maybe we are not centering back on the fact that just any disobedience to God is sin. Job understood that. Satan, not so much. He had no knowledge of the fact that this man or this being called Satan did not understand that he'd had a conversation with God. Now let's take it one step further. God told him, he told Satan, you can touch everything about him. Remember, they have not one but two conversations about this. And he goes a step further in the second conversation, talking about touching his physical body. I know a little bit about that. I can attest what it's like to have your body attacked over and over and over again, and it's painful. I won't back up from that. It is, but I'm not going to charge God with it, but I'll tell you where it comes from. Satan. So wait a minute, you're saying that all the problems you've been through are caused by Satan? Yes! God didn't cause them. All of the problems you have in life, let's get to the root of the problem. It's Satan. Marriages break up. Satan. Someone is unfaithful. Not necessarily only in marriage. There's all types of unfaithfulness. Who is at the root of that? Satan. Three comforters came. How much did they know about Satan? Not a whole lot, not compared to what we know. But yet, even when you're honest in your intentions, if you're wrong, it's sin. That's hard to say, isn't it? Well, in life, I hear this all the time. But his intentions were good. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but wasn't there a man by the name of Reuben who was the brother of Joseph? Wasn't his intentions good after the fact? When they had already desired within their minds to do away with their brother? Then Reuben came and said, well, us, don't do it that way, you know, whatever. And then in his mind, he had his thought. I'll go back and I'll get him out and I'll have his life spared. He had good intentions, but his intentions weren't hit. Those good intentions were simply not good enough. Consider our servant Job. He said, it may be that my sons have sinned. Remember, sin to Job means any disobedience to God. In their hearts, thus did Job continually. Now, a couple of the things here we'll look at, and then I'm going to leave Brother Buddy the bulk of the time. I hear myself quite often. I don't get to hear him very often. Remember when his wife said, curse God and die. Job understood that cursing God was sin. He did not understand that cursing was because of the root of Satan. But he knew that that was disobedience. And he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive? Good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive? Now notice what he says. And shall we not receive evil? Remember, the only way you can take that verse, along with the other one that we were talking about earlier, the only way you can reconcile that is to understand that Job did not understand about Satan as you do. Disobedience to God was sin. And shall we not receive evil? Evil means a just reward of your actions of disobedience. That's what he felt evil to be. In all this, again, notice what is stated. In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Why? Because he is saying only what he knew. If he knew all about it, which he did not, that's bore out by God's answer at the end of the book of Job. This is all bore out when God told him, not what he was looking for, but he told him about creation. And reminded him and told him about things that he should have known. And in knowing that God in creation does all things well. Remember the very simple statements. And it was good. That's what Job knew. This, I believe, he had that innate feeling, that innate knowledge that the Lord had given him, that all things that God did was well. If we're not careful, we will find ourselves in an absolute camp by saying that all things that happen, good or bad, God allowed them, so it must be within the thought and the plan of God. No, it is not. The only way you can reconcile that, understand where Job was coming from. Is there a lot of good things said about those three friends? You know, some of the things they said was pretty good. It was pretty good. However, there were some things they said that is just not that way. It was not according to the case of Job. Why? Because they did not know. We have no excuse today, do we, of not knowing. You have been given in the Word of God by the revelation of the Spirit of God through the gospel preaching of your pastor and other ministers that come from time to time. God has given you all of the basic knowledge that you need. It's there. You have it as nobody else in history has ever had it. at your fingertips is the written word of God. It's in any language you need. I don't need anything but English. And I have trouble enough with it. Not only do you have the written word, you have the preached word of the gospel. You have the inspired revelation of the Spirit of God unto you. Isn't that wonderful too? Oh, there was a time when he told them, remember, they made the statement unto Christ, we don't even know what this Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is. Just give it time. At the Lord's time, he showed them what it was. Job did not have that in the same relation that we have it after that period of time. People want to blame Job with self-righteousness. I've heard that since I was a kid. These other preachers may not agree with me. Job was self-righteous in the extent of the knowledge he had. But not to the extent I hear preached a lot of times. Before we can accuse Job of being self-righteous, better look at yourself. Examine ourselves. If we'd gone through what Job went through, what would be our reaction? His wife gave him the easy way out. Curse God and die. Because what she didn't know, though, was that would not have obligated God to take the life of Job. But yet it's there in the Bible. How much did Job know? He knew enough to be a perfect and an upright man. So do you. So do you. May God bless you. It's good to be here. Thank you for just a few moments of time. May God bless Brother Buddy as he comes and bless us to hear. And just bless our fellowship together. It's on the top of the share of the word prayer thing. And it says, please keep praying. I need prayers. And you need to practice. Amen.
Let's stand and sing the first two and last verse of 146. 146.